Welcome to episode 290 of the Family Podcast Network. Today we're going to give you guys a little bit of a Gibson family update. Why in the world would you want to listen to that? Because the Gibson family is having some major changes that are going to be coming up to our family. And you guys are going to want to stay notified of these because I think there's going to be a good lesson to learn inside each one of them. Stay tuned for that and more.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent. There is always something we can do to take our parenting to that next level. The date today is March the 5th, 2013. It is middle of the week Wednesday. Real quick, I want to issue you guys an apology for Monday. Guys, I have been sick as a dog. I am talking about whatever this is. It has turned my throat into dog meat. I mean, it is just absolutely raw and red and rough. And it has been painful to talk the last few days. Frankly, today is not any better. It doesn't actually feel better today. It has not been feeling better today at all. I wish I could say that it was. However, it is not. But I just do not feel comfortable leaving you guys without two shows in a week. So we're just going to grin and bear through it. We have taken a handful of Motrin. And we are going to bite our way through this as best as we can. Topic for today is going to be Gibson family update. That's right. We're going to give you guys just a little bit of an update on what's going on. We had some major changes. I mean, we're talking like on Friday. It is an amalgamation of about the last 9 months worth of work that we haven't announced or talked about here on the Family Podcast that we really didn't know when this was going to go down or even if it was going down. And then it was like Friday, all of a sudden, boom, bang, bing, everything happened all at once. And let me tell you, it's some big news. You guys are going to be surprised, would be my guess. But I think you guys are going to join me in being a little bit rejoicing with all of this. So stay tuned for that. Before we get into that, guys, get into some quick housekeeping. If you guys want to stay notified of all the new episodes that are coming out, make sure you go to thefamilypodcast.com over on the right-hand side and your name and your email address in. When you do, you get put on a special list of gentlemen and ladies that listen to the show. Make sure that you stay tuned to all those new episodes that are coming out so that you don't miss that one episode. If you just heard it, it could have changed everything. Hey, you got any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, topics you want to hear on the show, go to thefamilypodcast.com. You can always go up to the contact us and leave a request a topic up there. You guys can always use the Ask Trey and Jeff a question button over the right-hand side of the page, bright green and white lettering. Click on that, and you can record a voicemail directly over your phone, over your computer as though it were a phone, or you can call us at 661-PARENT-0. Again, that number is 661-PARENT and the number 0. Ask us your question first, and then leave us your whatever you got last. You can always email me, topics at Trey Gibson at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com, and leave me a topic or something you want me to read or go over online. We love doing those kinds of things. Also consider becoming a P-Tacker if you guys want to support the show. If you feel like you're getting three dimes at every one of these episodes that you're listening to, consider becoming a P-Tacker. That's Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. That's our funny little play saying support this show, help us go further. Guys, we pay the bills because of you guys. And it is every one of you guys that have signed up as P-Tac members. You guys are the leaders of this place that are keeping this place flowing, and you guys are much appreciated, so consider becoming that as well. All right. With all of that out of the way today, let's jump into our topic. Guys, I'm going to probably be sipping a lot of water today, just like that. I want you to try to imagine your uvula, the little thing that dangles in the back of your throat. It is literally so swollen on me that I can rest it on top of my tongue. Usually, oh, that's really gross, Trey. Thanks for that. True story. It is that busted up. So if I may be taking some long pauses, my voice may crack and I may cough today because it's just my body trying to deal with that is going on right now. So please, I do ask for grace and forgiveness today if it is a little rough, speaker wise or sound wise. Okay, so let's jump into the topic today. Again, this is the Gibson update for the week. I'm just going to tell you guys the story. And I'm not going to do this really, really long today. Like I said, I just don't think my throat can hold out. I feel like I'm beating my uvula in a boxing match right now. But I'm going to give you guys the quick story today of what happened and then where we're going to be. So I want you guys to think back 9 months ago. 9 months ago, my wife and I had really, you really kind of have to back up further than that. So let's back up even further. So when my wife and I first got married, we initially had talked, and she wanted like 13 kids, no joke. I wanted one, no joke. It seemed like there was going to be a incompatibility issue there. But as time wore on, we both kind of decided that, you know, we always kind of thought we were going to have 8 kids or maybe more, but 8 kids for sure. And I say for sure loosely here. I mean, you know how for sure you can get with stuff like this, but you know, we were like one of those things. That's what I think we would like. So anyway, but when we first started talking about it, I said, you know, well, what do you think about, you know, adoption, to my wife, Corey? And she wasn't real receptive to the idea. And it wasn't because she didn't believe in it. It wasn't because she didn't think it was a good idea or anything like that. She just was resistant to it. But she's like, Trey, I don't know if I can learn to love an adopted kiddo as much as I can my biological kiddos, which I think is an absolutely prudent question to ask yourself. And she was asking the right question, so I kind of let it go. But deep down, inside my heart, I thought, okay, I really believe that we're going to wind up adopting a kid one day. And that one of these days, it was going to, you know, my wife's heart was going to change. So we kind of sat on that for quite a while. And, progressively as we went, you know, I got to work in the foster and adoption agency, and my wife got to see what happens inside that. And she fell in love with the idea of adoption. And she came up, I remember the old day she came up to me, she's like, Trey, I know one of these days we're going to be adopting some kids. And because it had been a long time statement of mine since we were first getting married, before we even had kids, I told her, I said, we're going to raise a lot more kids than just our own. And I meant that in the sense whether it was adopting them or whether they're just going to be kids that are going to want to be around us so much that we wind up raising them as well. So anyway, she slowly began to warm up to this idea of adopting kiddos. And we, you know, and so eventually we talked about it in the sense of when is it going to happen less and, you know, if it's going to happen. Well, a while back, probably a little over a year ago, we heard about some of our family friends their daughter is just in a messy place, and she was going to wind up losing custody of their baby. And so they had called us and we had talked a little bit about it. And finally we said, well, would y'all be willing to consider us for adoption? In this family friend of ours, they're older, they're grandparents, and they just didn't have it and that ability to where they'd be able to raise this kiddo the way they felt this kiddo needed to be raised. So they're like, yeah, we might actually be willing to do that. So we put into the foster adoption agency. Everything was looking good. Hey, here's a guy who's gotten, you know, passed in foster and adoption. Here's a guy who's got past counseling techniques, etc. You know, here's a guy who runs a parenting website. I mean, we just were going right along it. Well, we eventually got denied. You want to know why we got denied? Why the Gibson family and all of our credentials and etc. You know why we got denied? Because our living room was too small. I'm not joking. Because our house was too small and our living room especially was too little. Because the state of Texas, in all its wisdom, says that you're for every kid that you have, you know, it should be an X amount of square footage in each one of those rooms. Because we all know that it's, you know, what makes a good, happy, well-rounded individual kid is how big the living room is, right? We all know that. We were very frustrated. We were actually very crushed by that. When we got our denial letter back. And so we thought, well, I guess the next option is let's figure if we can upgrade. So we looked around at houses and we priced houses. We looked at buying. We looked at renting. Renting was exceptionally high. Buying meant we would have to buy a house that was a big old piece of junk. I mean, I'm not saying there wasn't that golden house out there for us, but everything we were looking at up until this point was either too high to rent or too high to buy or just right for us to buy, but the house just looked like crud. So we said, okay, well, about 9 months ago is whenever we found out that, you know, that things were definitely looking like this little girl that we were interested in possibly adopting was going to be getting to a position where she was probably going to be pulled from mom. They're going to give her one more chance. So we thought, well, okay. So we kind of got denied by that one place. So I thought, well, let's go look around. So we looked around for a house, and we finally found one just about 4 minutes from where we're living right now. And let me tell you, in terms of perfection, it was there. It's an old homestead house built in the turn of the century, the 1900s. It's been upgraded and modernized a little bit by the lady who lived there previously, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful house. It was the doctor who lived in that area, who worked in that area in the 1900s. He built it. It was actually a part of his old hospital as well. His old infirmary was in there and whatnot as well. Super cool. Lots of tons of great history. Now, for me, most of you guys know that I consider myself somewhat of a modern day prepper, and so there's stuff that I look at doing it, being able to provide for our family, you know, in terms of how we grow our own food, how we can store our own water, et cetera, blah blah blah. So there was actually a water catchment system that actually caught all the water from the roof, put them into gutters, and dropped the gutters into the gutter water into the cistern, and then there was a pump so that way you could actually pump all of the water out of the cistern up to the top of the hill in a 1,500 gallon water catchment system up there. So the little prepper in me is just going, you know, I'm just excited about this thing. It had a chicken coop already built, so it worked for our chickens and our ducks. And I mean, it was out there in a beautiful little place for all you guys out there that are my shooting buddies who listen to this show. There was a wonderful place for me to build up a nice shooting berm. Can I get a witness? So I mean, this place was just amazing for us. And we sat down with them, and they started talking about what they want, and they were wanting more than we could afford. And we got to look into what it would cost to do closing costs, and we couldn't feel responsible. We couldn't feel responsible in how we would do it if we bought it. And so we said, okay. And we kind of just, you know, that was not being able to make that work. That was a major disappointment to us, and we just kind of sat on it. And you know, we kind of kept our eyes open for houses and to buy and to rent, and just nothing was really showing itself. So it was just beginning to be kind of a, I don't want to say crushing, because we weren't crushed, but it was definitely slightly deflating. Like maybe that's a much better word for it. It was deflating. So we sat on that for a little while, and just finally last week, about the middle of last week, Wednesday or Thursday, we got a call from that family friend saying, hey, listen, were y'all able to find a house? Because they're probably going to take her, this mom, to the court and probably remove this baby this week or this next week. So my wife and I sat down, and we just had to ask ourselves, you know, how are we convicted in this? For those of you guys that don't know, we're advocates and believers in the God of the Christian Bible. And in the Christian Bible, if you're unfamiliar with it, there's a principle called conviction. And those are things that you believe in something being the right thing to do, even when all else doesn't add up. That you do these certain things because it feels like the right thing to do, not because it's the easiest thing to do, or even because it makes sense in some cases. But it's just because it feels right. And we really actually felt like, you know, adopting this little kiddo was a conviction. And this family friend of ours, when she called us, said, oh, by the way, mom's pregnant again. And so she's going to have another little baby boy, it looks like, is going to be on the way as well. Would you be interested in adopting him as well? And, of course, we sat down for 5 seconds, and I could see the resolute in my wife's eyes. I could feel the same resolution in my heart. And I said, we looked at him and said, yes, absolutely we would. So, you know, it was one of those things that were, okay, well, all right, you know, what's going on here? We have these desires, we have these belief systems of what we're supposed to be doing, yet we don't have the one thing that we need to be able to make this happen, which is the house. We can't find anything within a good pricing range for us to rent or buy at this case, and so what are we supposed to do? So my wife was like, you know what, let's just call our church and let's just see if there's anybody out there who has a rent house or a house they want to sell that, you know, just maybe we could work out. So we called up to the church. We explain our situation. Say, listen, we got a job. We're stable. We're not having a problem with it. Our landlords that we have now abso-freaking-lutely love us, and they'll give us tons of references. We just need a bigger place for this to happen with this adoption. So, you know, do you guys have anything? And so the church lady said, well, I'll tell you what. Let me make some calls here, and let me get back to you. So they hung up. Within less than 10 minutes, we get a phone call from somebody. And they say, hey, listen, we wanted to talk to you about our house. They said, my name is, you know, so-and-so, and I actually believe that you came out and looked at our house. We did. Yes, you did. You came and looked at our house out in this little small town out here. Immediately, we knew which house this was. This was the house. It was the perfect house, right? This is the great and wonderful house that we were eyeballing that just weren't able to make it work. And they said, hey, listen, we really wanted to sell our house. We did. We wanted this house to actually sell because we could really use the capital. However, we heard your story, and we want to see if we can work something out. So we told them the maximum amount that we can pay at this point. And admittedly, it was what we were able to pay, like in terms of rent, was probably $300 or $400 less than what they could have offered. I mean, it really was. It flat out was $300 to $400 cheaper than what they probably could have rented this house out for. It's almost twice as big as this little tiny house that we have now. Oh, by the way, there's a huge, beautiful garden to the side of it. Makes me giggle inside. It was just amazing. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, can we meet you tomorrow? So we came over the next day. That was Friday. This all happened. All of this phone conversation happened on Friday. So we said, sure, we'll meet you. And on Saturday, we went over there and we walked through the house again and we talked and we told them where we were at and what was going on. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, can we visit for just a little bit, just the two of us? And so we said, no problem. We walked, my wife and I and the kids, we all walked out in the field and got to meet their daughter, precious, precious daughter, who was, incidentally, she was homeschooled. It was fantastic to hear. And let me tell you, she didn't have any social issues either. She was able to engage. I think she was probably 12, 13, 14 years old, and she was able to engage in conversation with Corey and I like a full-grown adult. So socialization out the window, it's a retarded thing. Anyway, they came back up to us and they said, okay, you know, listen, we've really been putting some thought and some prayer into this, and we really feel like as much as we want to sell this house, we feel like the right thing for us to do is to rent this to you guys, and we want to rent it out to you guys at the rate y'all requested. So the good news is, officially as of April 1st, we will be doing a move-in to a house that is going to be twice the size of this house, and finally getting to move into a bigger place. We've been busting at the seams with this six-person family. And so anyway, that's a wonderful thing to be in right there. Secondarily, the other thing that we're also talking about here is that we are in the prospects, the serious prospects of looking at fostering potentially two little kiddos. So that's going to be a new thing. I think it's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm so ready for it. I really am. There's some small part of me that already sees these kiddos as my babies. And I'm ready to see them with us. And it's going to be a challenge. The challenge is going to be that we're going from a family of six, a family of four kids to a family of six kids in just a matter of a few days. And once everything gets, you know, official, and if we are able to do it with the red tape of the U.S. government, who knows what's going to happen. But we're going to go from a pretty big family to a really big family in a matter of time. It is going to be a fantastic experience. I'm already ready. So ready. I acknowledge that things may not go the way that I want, and it may not happen the way I want them to happen, but we're pumped up and we're ready, and we think this is right. I think it's going to add an amazing dynamic to the family podcast, because I can't help but believe that there's other of you guys out there who have these big hearts that are sitting here listening to Trey Gibson on the Family Podcast Network that just love kids so much that you're like, crap, I want to spread this out. I want to go other places, and if it's adoption, I'm ready to do it. And so I think it's going to add an amazing dynamic to FPN and what we're going to be able to talk about here. Outside of the fact that I'm going to be moving into the most awesome house that I've wanted in a while, this is just going to be a neat deal. So why am I telling you guys all of this? I want to throw out a disclaimer. There may be some interruption in services in terms of what we're going to be able to offer out, in terms of how many shows we're going to be knocking out, especially during moving weeks and whatnot. I suspect that that's going to dwindle just a little bit. Hear me say, Bambi Podcast Network is going strong. It's not cutting out. This is a long-felt, heartfelt, deep-down passion of mine that's going to last many, 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 many years. And so if you see that, you know, kind of poofing out for a little bit, it's just the time around April that's going to become so detriment for us to start moving in. And I've got a gun berm to build. I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on to that house. We've also got to get it ready to receive kiddos. If we are going to be receiving foster kids, it has to be in tippity-top, you know, shape for the U.S., you know, the state government to approve us for it. So there's going to be a lot of work going on with that. You're going to see a lot slower email responses to what's already fairly slow right now. We're pretty burgeoning right now in how many emails we're responding to, etc. So you may see kind of some slowed downness in that. And yes, I did totally just make the word slowed downness. But anyway, that's what's going to be going on. So if there is some kind of things like that, I'm going to try to make sure that we put out posts on those days to say, hey, listen, go check out our archive. Go check out the old shows. You know, go look at some of the old series. I'm going to try to throw out some of my top 10, you know, favorite show or top 5 favorite shows to listen to give you guys plenty of stuff that y'all guys will be able to chew on during that time. But anyway, just be prepared for that. And again, I ask for grace and mercy as we go through that. Just to be ready that there's going to be some interruptions and all of that stuff. I would always ask for you guys' thoughts and your prayers on this. And this is going to be a big one. If you guys are believers, man, pray it up. I'd love to get that kind of bolstered up. If you don't believe in praying, that's fine. Just, you know, shoot some thoughts my way. Even just some verbal encouragements and things like that in emails. You know, run over to SpeakPipe over at thefamilypodcast.com. That little green button that says Ask Trey or Jeff a question. Those little comments that y'all throw out in there that y'all ask me not to play on the air even are very encouraging. Make sure if you don't want them played on the air that you let me know. because I might want to put a few of those up there. I always appreciate those. But so anyway, those kind of thoughts, slinging those out my way can be very helpful. I sure would appreciate it. And again, I ask for the patience as we try to get that knocked out. I may be able to do it without interrupting service at all. I don't know. I just want you guys to be prepared for that. So one of the questions that I know some of you guys are asking is, well, how are you doing with all of this? The answer to that question is I'm doing remarkably well. The house thing is pretty exciting, with the exception of we're about to have to move. But here's how it went down. It was actually pretty neat because, you know, we found out we're going to move, and I'm a part of a group of guys that are kind of just community-minded men and women. But it's called Key City Patriots, and I had thrown out there that I was going to be moving. And it was neat to see the amount of guys that stood up and said, when you're moving, I'll be there. And so we've already got a lot of folks that are signed up and said they're willing to show up to help move. And, you know, you can always tell your real friends, as evidenced by who shows up on moving day. You know, don't get me wrong, there's certain exceptions that, you know, can exempt some of that. But you can almost always tell who had a free day and who showed up to help you move. You know, that's when you can really tell who the people in your life that are important, that really think you're important. And so that's been pretty neat. So the move part of it, I'm not excited about, even though we've got that squared away. I hate moving. You know, it's not moving the big things. Moving couches and refrigerators and ovens and washers and dryers, none of that is a big deal to me. What bothers me is that little crap at the end. All that little stuff that now you're out of boxes that you don't have any place to put them, that you're just like, can I just set this house on fire? Let it burn, baby. That's the stuff that always gets me. So I'm not looking forward to that, but I am so very much looking forward to getting into this new house. And I've been able to put the work into it that we need to put the work into it, and getting it set up for Casa de Gibson version 2.0, baby. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm stoked about the kids, but I will admit that there's some level of nervousness. Yes, even me, who talks about all this stuff, there's some level that's a little bit nervous about having, you know, the possibility of two more babies in our house, you know, just out of willy-nilly. And that's an interesting thing to me to think about. And but I will admit that overarching what's the feeling is excitement. You know, we've had our hearts on this for a while. And again, I always acknowledge that it may not follow through. We may not be able to make this happen. And if it doesn't, that's okay. But I tell you, I am just so ready. I already see my kiddos. I really do. I'm ready to hold my babies. So anyway, for those of you guys that are wondering, I keep saying babies. The little girl, I believe, is 3 years old. She's about the age of Cora, my 4-year-old, and then the baby boy is right now. He's what, prenatal right now. Anyway, he has not been born yet. He's not neonatal. I can't remember how that works. Anyway, he hadn't been born yet, and so anyway, we're still sitting on that. We may not get, you know, may only get one or just the other. Most of the time, I've seen the state want to keep siblings together, which I think is the right thing to do. We're hoping we can convince them that we're the right people to give them to. But again, we shall see. We shall see on that. So we've got some pretty exciting and amazing things upcoming here. Really, what do I see this meaning for you guys? Outside of the interruptions that you guys may get as we get there, I think you guys are going to benefit from this. I think it's going to strain me in a way that's going to be good, and it's going to cause me to grow, and it's going to cause me to experience more, and it's going to be one more thing we get to bring to the table here at the Family Podcast Network to discuss and go over and talk about. How do we work with this stuff? So anyway, you want to talk about working with your tough kids and even those that aren't, I think it's going to help increase and add to that significantly. All right, guys. Well, my throat is exceptionally painful right now, and I am really tired of talking, and I'm tired of working around this uvula. So we're going to go ahead and sign off and say adieu to you guys. As always, we sure do appreciate you guys joining us for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. As far as I know, so far we are completely on track for Jeff and I coming up with our next episode of the Real Family Guys podcast this Friday. Come and join us. Check it out then. And if nothing else, we'll see you guys on the Friday.